Good morning. I'm Barry with BearIndependent.com. The show setup today, audio visual, is going to be less than ideal. I've spent the last half an hour trying to fight my way into my own YouTube channel with varying degrees of success. Suffice it to say, I'm on a backup mobile device that's working questionably. If you're not on Patreon, do not be surprised when one morning I wake up and I'm not allowed back into my channel for good, and or I've just friggin' had enough. So, there's a link in Patreon. Thank you to everybody who supports the show. For real, it's a Monday morning and I've f***ing had it with YouTube. Alright, I'm just... Fair warning to everybody. Had it with YouTube. Now, that being said, we are going to do the brief this morning. I see there's already some chatter in the chat about Oklahoma tornadoes as the sun is coming up right now. Grindstone Ministries, which is one of our 501c3 not-for-profits registered in the state of Oklahoma. We are getting feedback right now from people who are adversely affected by the storms. It's part of why I have neither the time nor patience for YouTube's bullshit, because we have real things to do. And oh, you violated community standards because you don't like it when grown-ass adults shit in litter boxes. Like, that is literal make-believe horseshit. I don't have time to care about that because there's people whose lives have been destroyed. But instead, we can destroy 30, 35, 40 minutes of your day trying to get into your own device on your own YouTube account. Salty much? Yeah, I'm pissed about it. Any interest in switching to Rumble? Every friggin' time this comes up, I'm on Rumble. Go look. That's the problem with Rumble. I'm on Rumble. Go look. Officials in both Texas and Michigan were shocked when they discovered that toxic waste had been delivered to their communities. Michigan received 15 truckloads of contaminated soil. In Deer Park, Texas, locals were alarmed when they found out that 500,000 gallons of the toxic water used to put out the East Palestine train fire had been delivered to their doorstep. It's the latest in a string of events in which authorities make bad, potentially very harmful decisions without properly informing the little guy. Amazingly, even the government officials in Texas don't seem to have all the information that they should. Lena Hidalgo, Harris County judge, was notified of the toxic waste disposal, not from officials, the companies themselves, or any regulatory agency, but rather from a journalist, which she made clear was, quote, unacceptable. She said at a press conference, quote, it's a very real problem. We were told yesterday the materials were coming only to learn today that they've been here for a week, end quote. And, quote, I know that our community was taken aback by the news just as I was. I also want folks to know that there are many things we don't know that we should know. That doesn't mean that something is wrong. I want to stress that point, end quote. Okay, so Lena Hidalgo is decent at bureaucratic doublespeak. So good job, Lena. Best of jobs for you for make good talk. But the people in Harris County are unaware of the fact that toxic waste is being trucked in. By the way, that shit happens everywhere. All the time. Always. There's companies set up for dealing with toxic waste. It's what they do. It's got to go somewhere. Well, not in my backyard, Bear. Move. So far, the first 500 gallons of toxic wastewater was successfully given to Texas Molecular, a company that disposes of hazardous waste by injecting it into the ground. According to their statement, their technology, quote, safely removes hazardous constituents from the biosphere, end quote. By injecting it into the biosphere. The injection of these toxic chemicals are usually 4,000 to 5,000 feet below aquifers that are used for drinking water. One Baron National from the area wrote in to Bear Independent saying, quote, I live in Harris County, and my foil hat tells me this stuff will end up in my water supply. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but likely. It's currently unclear why the water was transported so far, because from Ohio to Texas is not a short jaunt, posing an unnecessary risk along the way. There are several similar sites closer to the actual location of the crash that perform similar functions, but it appears that they have not received any of the toxic firefighting water. People have speculated that it's the lack of stringent regulation in the state of Texas, and many of them worry about how little is even known about the underground aquifers and the safety of this waste disposal method. I don't know. To me, it's like, oh, well, you got an infection on your skin. We're going to drill a hole in your leg and put it down in there and sequester it and cover it back up. Like, it should be fine, right? Now, I'd rather deal with the infection. In the case of Deer Park, it's not just a 500,000 gallons of toxic water that was rolled into a community without their knowledge or approval, but also another 1.5 million gallons that was slated to be delivered to the same site. More recently, because of the complaints coming from other states, the EPA ordered Norfolk Southern to cease moving the toxic waste out of East Palestine, but only temporarily. Federal officials will be reviewing both the transport routes and sites for disposal before cleanup is resumed. I'm super duper surprised. I firmly believe that federal officials are going to do a great job. They're going to efficiently use your taxpayer dollars. There's going to be no special interest. Everybody's thoughts and considerations are going to be taken into account when decision-making finally occurs. And ultimately, they will be 100% responsible for your safety and well-being. And you will leave this relationship with a smile on your face. And bullshit. Anyone with proximity to this situation should be advised that this is, unfortunately, another ripe opportunity for scammers. The Ohio Governor's Office has issued a statement saying, quote, Ohioans will not be called by the Ohio Department of Health to complete a health assessment. If you receive a call, do not give the caller personal information. Jeez Louise. There's a lot of questions about, like, well, what if this, you know, Barrett, this happened right where I'm at. What do I do? Well, I acknowledge that it's 100% easier to say than to do. But honestly, for me, honestly, what would I do? GTFO, bro. Bug out. Go. Get out. I'm not staying here. It's not short-term sustainable. It's very likely not long-term sustainable. I'm out. I'm out, and as I'm getting out the door, I'm flipping middle fingers at every government agency that I can while calling my attorneys and prepping a class action lawsuit. That's what I'm doing. Me personally, that's what I'm doing. This is why you need a bug out plan, regardless of where you live. I live in the middle of nowhere. Shit happens in the middle of nowhere, right? Like, if the situation's untenable, we gotta go. Simple as that. Interestingly, me and my buddy John, you might have heard of him. His name's John from SOE Tactical, who has my phone number but likes to send me messages on Instagram instead. This is not an invitation for all of y'all to send me messages on Instagram because I'm not going to look at them, okay? I'm just letting you know. But John, I look at John's messages, and he sent me some, I don't know, morbidly obese, transgender, bearded lady dude running his mouth about the East Palestine train derailment, comma, interestingly, this plane crash in Little Rock. Y'all ever hear about that? This plane crashed in Little Rock recently? Yeah. From Newsweek. Since the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, the number of other crashes across the United States from derailments and man-made disasters has been reported wildly as questions over the quality of American infrastructure permeate the national conversation. Phrases like the national conversation I legitimately think are gay AF. The national conversation. I'm not talking to you and you're not talking to me. Shut the hell up. You don't care what I think, and frankly, I don't care what you think. Like, And we're going to get to that in a minute because Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks we need a national divorce. We're going to talk about that in a moment. It's not a conversation, though, right? Like, we're not all sitting down at the dinner table so we can carve the tofu turkey and have some vegan pork and beans and have a conversation about the net. Shut up. That's not happening. Some of us have work to do. We don't have time to have a conversation, and the people we elected to have these conversations for us are bought and paid for. So, it's all kind of gone to shit. An Oklahoma tank fire last week, a pipe bomb found near Philadelphia train tracks, and a series of separate derailments this month has led to speculation and conspiratorial theories about the causes of the incidents. Yeah, nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Now the news of a plane crash in Arkansas in which 5 people were reportedly killed around midday, February 22nd, that's approximately 5 days ago, has attracted global headlines, in large part because the passengers worked for an environmental consultancy firm heading to Ohio. According to the BBC, all those on board were employees of CTEH, a Little Rock-based environmental consultancy firm. Quote, "We are incredibly saddened to report the loss of our Little Rock colleagues," said the senior vice president. "We ask everyone to keep the families of those who lost the entire CTEH team in their thoughts and prayers." Blah, 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 blah. There were no survivors from the crash, which took place within a mile of the Little Rock Airport. And what's interesting here is the Little Rock Airport is named after the Clintons. So a lot of people are already taking that bit of information. It's like, and it was a Clinton airport. It's named after the Clintons, right? Like, you ever landed in New York at LaGuardia? Every time a plane has an issue at LaGuardia, is it a LaGuardia conspiracy? Now, are the Clintons scumbags? Absolutely. But just because 2 threads overlap doesn't necessarily mean they're connected. Now, CTEH, this environmental consultancy, is apparently a bunch of scumbags. And do they have ties to the Clintons? Oh, yeah. They have ties to everybody else as well, though. They're a government contractor that has been accused for decades, apparently, of doing really shitty work. Like, after something like East Palestine happens, they go in and they put in environmental monitors, like air quality monitors and water quality monitors, which it turns out either are not high-quality monitors or are set to where they don't issue alarms. They don't trigger alarms because the settings aren't correct. So they're saying, yeah, the water's fine. The testing equipment says the water's fine. But you're looking at the water and it's got, you know, it's brackish with oil floating on top of it with dead fish in it. And you're like, it's not fine. They're like, but the monitors say it's fine. That's what CTEH does. Are they connected to the Clintons? Yeah. Are they connected to everybody else? 100%. They're connected to the government. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the government's primary job for, I don't know, the last 100 or so years appears to be to take as much of your effing money as they can while doing as little as possible for it. Okay? So they're, yeah. It's easy to make conspiracy theories. It's easy to connect dots. That doesn't necessarily make them correct. It should be the last thing when you're doing intelligence analysis, the last thing you want to do is connect dots that shouldn't be connected, right? You should do as much elimination of variables as possible before you go, oh, shit. All right, yep, those are connected. Okay, undeniably connected. Okay, next. Versus, and I'm all for conspiracies, right? Conspiracy simply means to conspire, means to breathe together. If 3 of us decide we're going to throw a surprise party, that's a conspiracy. Conspiracies are not only real, they can oftentimes be beneficial, right? If you conspire to throw your wife a 20-year wedding anniversary party, that's great. And they're absolutely real. Conspiracy theories are absolutely real, for sure. But we shouldn't be trying to make them out of thin air. It's the last thing we should want to do is correlate, right, and connect these dots, right? We should allow the disaggregation of the data as much as possible until a picture develops, instead of just jumping to conclusions. Oh, yeah, and the plane was owned by the environmental company that was going to Ohio. Yeah, they were going to a different site in Ohio, not the East Palestine. And it's connected to the Clintons because the airport's named after the Clintons. Now, is the people who own the plane, CTEH, are they a bunch of scumbags? Oh, yeah, for sure. Do they have connections to the Clintons? Yes. And everybody else. Is it cover for action that they were going to this copper mine or a copper plant that caught fire? Also, why is there a copper plant on fire in Ohio? That they were going to this copper plant in Ohio instead of to East Palestine? Maybe. Maybe. But, dude, the plane went down a mile from the runway. Okay? It wasn't 30,000 feet in the air. It wasn't 200 miles from the runway. There was some type of mechanical failure. We don't know what it was yet. So, I use all of this to point out that we need to be careful before we jump into rabbit holes. It should be the goal of any good intelligence analyst to not immediately correlate all your data points. You want to keep it disaggregated as much as you can. Because when you disaggregate, you can see patterns. Once you start sticking things together, you're committed to this line of thought, to this line of causation. And if you're wrong, you get way off target, right? Without actually being able to see the overall picture. So, yes, a plane went down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes, apparently, the company that owns that plane are a bunch of scumbags. Yes, they're connected to the Clintons, but yes, they're also connected to everybody else. And yes, they were headed to Ohio, and yes, they do emergency cleanup, and yes, that company has done a bunch of government bullshit. But is it a conspiracy? Dude, they're the cleaners. That's what they are. They're the cleaners. They're the people you call if you have a problem like this. Shit's gonna happen sometimes. Because other talking heads on the internet are saying that they were going to Ohio to whistleblow. Why would you get on a plane and fly from Little Rock, Arkansas to East Palestine, Ohio to go whistleblow? No. I'm gonna stay right here where I'm the safest possible if I'm gonna whistleblow. Instead of getting on a little single turboprop plane, You know, as Ron White says, moving slower than the speed of smell to go whistleblow in Ohio, negative. So be careful which rabbit holes you jump into. Not saying that there isn't value in the rabbit holes, but be careful which rabbit holes you jump into because you can break your damn ankles in there. And you can get so wrong so quick that it discredits your analysis on everything else. Okay? Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene, according to everybody's favorite Russian propaganda, RT. U.S. heading for national divorce, says the Congresswoman. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, quote, real Americans feel disconnected from Washington. Republican firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, remember, everything these people say, and if you're still on the Republicans are better than Democrats, they're better at hiding their bullshit than the Democrats. But they, as far as their efficacy in representing you in a representative republic, they're terrible. They're terrible. Okay? They're terrible. Let me repeat. They're terrible. Everything they say is a press release. Remember that. And it's not for you. It's for them. Okay, so bear that in mind as we read this together. Republican firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene has doubled down on her recent statement that she believes red and blue states in the U.S. are hurtling towards a national divorce. Predictive programming, anybody? But says she doesn't want disagreements in the political ecosystem to incite another civil war. That's doublespeak. That's how people talk when they're in abusive relationships. Okay? We're hurtling towards a national divorce, but she doesn't want disagreements in the political ecosystem to incite another civil war. This is predictive programming. She's using the words civil war, national divorce. But I don't want the fact that we're upset with each other to cause another civil war. Your mind doesn't hear the negatives. It hears civil war and divorce. It doesn't hear, I don't want disagreements to cause a civil war. It hears, cause civil war. This is masterclass in predictive programming and disinformation with Bear. Good morning, Monday morning, drinking coffee. I, by the way, am a biohazard today. I have green shit falling out of my nostrils and the back of my throat. Bear, you should XYZ. I know. My wife's an herbalist. My next door neighbor's a certified herbalist. We own a medical company. I got it. I got it. I'm going to be okay. All right. Georgia Representative Taylor Greene, a key ally of Donald Trump in his America First and MAGA movements. Now, see, this is underpinning. This is tying her to Trump. All right. And so causation, right? We're going to go, well, the reason she's this radical is because of her association with Trump. Proposed the separation of states by their political ideologies on February 20, which marked President's Day. A separation of states by their political ideologies. A divorce, right? A divorce. Interesting. She complained that, quote, from the sick and disgusting woke culture issues shoved down our throats to the Democrats' traitorous America Last policies, we are done. Now, listen here, sweetheart. I agree that the Democrats, air quote, the far left, their policies are abysmal. Drag queen story time and anything remotely associated with that, two to the face, right? I'm out with that bullshit. Not interested at all. The systematic in-womb murder of the unborn, not tracking with that at all. The ridiculous expenditure at a federal level on everything. Not a fan. But here's the thing. Again, the idea is to create this separation, right? Divided we fall. A house divided against itself cannot stand, right? Abraham Lincoln said that. Wrong. Messiah said that first. Abraham Lincoln was quoting him. The Republicans, because you shall know them by their fruits, are not any better than the Democrats are. They're still spending. It doesn't matter who's in charge. They're still spending. We haven't had a budget in, I don't know, most of my adult life. We haven't had a budget. Thank you, Kermode. There's still spending. There's still corruption. There's still infringements upon your, well, Republicans protect the Second Amendment. What about your Fourth and Fifth Amendments? Right? Yeah, because I'm all for the Second Amendment. Just off the belt line. Okay? I'm all for the Second Amendment. 100%. I'm also super duper for the First Amendment. Third Amendment. Fourth Amendment. Fifth Amendment. Tenth Amendment. Huge Tenth Amendment fan. The point is, they all suck shit. And by creating this us and them dichotomy, right, this is literal identity politics where she, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is speaking to one half of the country to get you to identify key factors in the opposition. You begin to see them as the opposition. Those people over there are the opposition. And if you consider those people over there, your neighbors, your co-workers, your whoever, right, your extended family, perhaps, as the opposition, you don't see them as the opposition. You don't see Marjorie Taylor Greene and her cohort of shitheads who spend all your money and indenture your children into servitude through debt slavery as the enemy. You don't see the global cabal that's literally laundering $200 billion at a minimum through Ukraine right now, laundering it back to political groups here in the United States of America. Okay? You don't see that as the enemy. You just see the blue-haired liberal is the enemy. And don't get me wrong, there's not a lot of things I love about blue-haired liberals, but they have never showed up at my house and pointed a gun at my face and said, give me 38% of your earnings or you're going to prison. Right? I never done that. So, getting back to predictive programming. She, Marjorie Taylor Greene, complained that, quote, from the sick and disgusting woke culture issues shoved down our throats to the Democrats' traitorous America-last policies, we are done. Following backlash, Taylor Greene doubled down on the comments on Sunday, tweeting that Washington and the political world are, quote, totally disconnected from real Americans and how they think and feel, and they hate it when I'm right, end quote. Shut up, lady. Taylor Greene's latest comments are bound to inflame tensions amid stark political divide in Washington, which is still feeling ripple effects of the pro-Trump riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. There goes that again, Insurrection Day. If that's an insurrection, you just go ahead and put me in a federal prison now. Because if that's what violence looks like, shit, I'm a psychopath. I'm a full-blown murderer. The political chasm between red and blue states, noted by the congresswoman, appeared to be backed up by polling data. Pollster Jeremy Zogby told conservative outlet The Washington Examiner that support for a separation of blue and red states exists across the board. His father, John Zogby, a senior partner at the political consulting firm John Zogby Strategies, also noted that, quote, there is nothing in our polling that would contradict Taylor Greene's assessment of a U.S. political landscape. If a so-called national divorce came to be, Taylor Greene said the Department of Defense would need to, quote, defend America's borders, end quote, rather than focus on rivalries with Russia and China or show more interest in serving Ukraine first. Sweetheart, if there's a national divorce that comes about, the Department of Defense is going to have more to worry about than our borders. The Department of Defense is going to pick a side. And I hear a lot. I disagree with it completely because to me it's a moronic worldview. But I hear from a lot of people that are like, well, you know, when the government tries to come and take it, you know, the Second Amendment exists so we can defend our rights, our God-given yes, I agree completely. And yes, these are weapons of war. And FAFO, bro, come and get some. But you're Johnny Redneck ass that doesn't even have a sling on your rifle and hasn't zeroed your optic and doesn't PT and doesn't know SUT, small unit tactics, and doesn't IMT and doesn't have resupply and doesn't have a log train and doesn't have commo and intel and doesn't have safe sites and tertiary points and doesn't have any of that shit figured out, they are going to wipe the floor with you. They are going to wipe the floor with you. Ask me how I know. Okay? We train people. I own a company called Refuge Training, and we train with and for military, law enforcement, EMS, fire, and to a lesser extent, civilians. I'm telling you, the average redneck that literally right now in certain places of the world is performing op for what some would call tier 2 units, right? Think about the JSOC pyramid. They are smoke checked that fast. Well, I got nods in a thermal. Okay. UAV up. Oh, there he is. Boom. Yeah. Roger that. Handled that fast. So the idea that we're just going to go fight a war against the DOD, whether you think the DOD is a bunch of assholes or not, they're way better than you are. They are way better than you are at that. At prosecuting a hot war, the United States Department of Defense is way better at that than you are. Or I am. You got to remember that, okay? Just throwing that out there. They will turn your body into a smoldering pile of ash that fast. That fast. You do not want to be caught being on the wrong side of that engagement. It's just facts. We need the DOD on our side. Our side is the American people. That's my point, Sam. Our side is the American people. It's not left versus right. It's not this false dichotomy Because again, remember, the blue-haired liberals have never showed up at my front door, put a gun in my face, and said, give me 38% of your money or you're going to federal prison. Okay? That's never happened. I disagree with them ideologically on almost everything, but they do not imply or explicitly use force to subjugate people across the country. Okay? Conventionally, yes, but DOD sucks at irregular warfare. The whole reason large groups like that exist is to create plausible deniability for small groups that are incredibly good at unconventional warfare. That's their whole job. And they have the training, the budget, the equipment, the manpower, the log train that you don't have. That never underestimate the efficacy of small groups of highly motivated individuals. Okay? Okay. Don't pick that fight. Don't even try. Don't pick that fight. That will ruin your effing day. Ask me how I know. Okay? More than Roger Rabbit Hole. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene's predictive programming here that we're going to get a national divorce. Criticism of Taylor Greene's position, though, has come from both sides of the aisle. White House spokesperson Robin Patterson said her national divorce concept is sick, divisive, and alarming, while former GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney said Greene's statement was akin to insanity. Quote, we're not going to divide the country, Romney said. It's united we stand and divided we fall, end quote. Taylor Greene has been a consistent critic of the administration of President Joe Biden, making headlines earlier this month when she heckled Biden during his annual State of the Union speech. My foundational thoughts on that is this. If Marjorie Taylor Greene feels so strongly about this, shut up and do stuff. Because that's my foundational position on anything. Bear, I'm having a hard time losing weight. Shut up and do stuff. I can't find the money to come out of her, my people. Shut up and do stuff. I just don't know, should I get sheep or goats? Or shut up and do stuff. It's as simple as that. Do stuff. I, for one, did not elect anybody to represent me whose job is to talk. Blah, 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 blah. And I realize for Bear, if you stop going on YouTube, they win. Bro, if I can't get it on YouTube, they win. 40 minutes of fighting my way into YouTube this morning. Okay? They keep the gate on that one. Oh, well, if they don't let you through the gate, what should you do? Climb over the wall? Well, there's razor wire on the wall, and there's machine gun nests, and there'd be snipers up in them hills, bro. But yeah, you it's their fob. This is theirs. This belongs to them. It's not mine. They made this infrastructure. Okay? I have to subject myself to their bullshit if I want to use this infrastructure, because it's theirs. It's not mine. I don't have rights on this platform. It's their platform. That's why I tell you guys every day, every damn day, hey, go check me out on Patreon. Oh, well, Patreon's a bunch of non-patriotic. I haven't had problems with them. Okay? And if I had problems with them, I would have told you about it. I'd be somewhere else. Okay? So, well, if you get off of YouTube, they win. What responsibility do I have to continue to pour my life into this effing piece of equipment to talk to you for free, to motivate you to go do shit that you're probably not going to do in the first place? Maybe winning for me looks like not wasting an hour of my life every day to come on here and talk to you. To try and, I'm talking about you, Mr. Bear, if you get off the internet, they win. Maybe winning for me is recovering that hour a day of going and being able to do shit. Right? That's actually productive here in my home. Here on my landscape. Here where I set the rules. Here where I can make tangible things happen. So, a win, defining what a win looks like, is very subjective. Lastly, maybe you should start a channel, and you should do more than 4,000 videos, 4,000 videos and live streams in 5 years. I don't know how hard you math, but that's 800 a year. That's more than, on average, 2 a day for 5 years. More than two per day on average for 5 years straight, 24/7, 365. Now, again, I'm not special. I'm not awesome. I just work harder than most people do. So having 4,000 reps and sets at this point with YouTube, I think I can speak with a little bit of authority on how the system works, on whether or not I want to continue to play in this system. And the short answer is I don't. I don't want to. Like, I effing hate it, honestly. I'm here because the Father requires it of me. The day that He doesn't require it of me anymore, I'm out. I'm out. And that's just a fact, dude. I'll be over on Patreon. I might be on Rumble, even though I'm already over on Rumble. Barry, you should get on Rumble. I'm there. Find me. Okay? But this isn't my system. This is their system. I don't like that they can tell me what to do, but it's their system. It's their house, their rules. It's not my house, not my rules. From RT, China hits back at U.S. over Russia. The U.S. is fueling the Ukraine crisis with weapons while targeting Beijing over its ties with Moscow, the foreign ministry said. The U.S. is sending weapons worth billions of dollars to Kiev while warning Beijing, China, against assisting Russia, Moscow, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson has said, adding that Washington is in no position to dictate Chinese-Russian relations. I agree. And we could be if our balls were bigger, if we actually acted like a superpower, if our stance was, all right, you got nukes, I got nukes, you got nukes. FAFO, bro, brother, figure it out. Yeah, let's party. Like, if we actually acted like we had a pair, well, I could call this world destruction. Like, it almost has a dozen times before already. Like, Cuban Missile Crisis, anybody? Do you know how that went down? Like, why did that stop? We called Khrushchev's bluff. We called Khrushchev's bluff. And we put a naval blockade in place. An embargo, because a blockade is an act of war, right? Then what happened? They didn't nuke us. And this is with John F. Kennedy, the country's youngest president ever, who somehow had enough time in between sessions of banging Marilyn Monroe to defuse a nuclear global potential holocaust. So yeah, if we... Barry, your last video on Rumble was 9 months ago. I follow you there. Yeah, I'm aware, dude. Have I mentioned 4,000 videos on YouTube? Barry, I love you, bro. Maybe take a break, bro. No, it's not up to me. Sometimes you just get salty, Bear. All right? It's not up to me. See, the problem with Rumble that people don't understand is, at a minimum, you have to upload twice. I can't believe we're still talking about Rumble. The next person that mentions Rumble in the comments, period, on my channel is just gonna straight up get banned. All right? Just so we're all on the same page now. The problem with Rumble, and I don't care if you've been here 5 years, if the word Rumble's in your comment and I see it, I'm gonna ban you. I have to, at a minimum, upload twice. Ryan Perkins, you're a piece of shit. So we continue. The U.S. has no right to dictate the China-Russia relations, and we will never accept coercion and pressure from the U.S., Mao Ning told journalists during a daily briefing on Monday. She was commenting on allegations by senior U.S. officials that Beijing has likely authorized the delivery of non-lethal aid to Russia, despite warnings from Washington and is considering the supply of artillery shells in the near future. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned on Sunday that providing military assistance to Moscow will come at real cost to China. The U.S. has already imposed Ukraine-related sanctions on two Chinese satellite companies. So, the article goes on from here, but basically China is saying, the United States said to China, hey, you better not be sending artillery shells to Ukraine. And China responded with, excuse me, you've sent $200 billion of military aid to Ukraine. If we want to send some artillery shells to Russia, we'll do that. And the United States was like, you better don't. And China was like, try me. And that's the current state of U.S.-Chinese relations. That's the brief for today. Again, I have green shit falling out of my face. I want you guys to pray for a guy named Kyle today. He lost his wife in August. He's a law enforcement officer. And he's struggling in a dark place right now. So I want you to lift Kyle, the law enforcement officer, up in prayer today. Because that shit's way more important than anything else we have going on today. That's the brief. You know where to find us. You know about Refuge Medical. You know about Refuge Training. You know about Grindstone Ministries. You know about Caleb House. If you don't, do some research. The links are in the description. Pray for Kyle. Tommy Salter, shalom, brother. Hey, man, I saw your text a few days ago, and I apologize. I haven't gotten back to you. Up until this morning, I was like literally bedridden with fever and green shit falling out of my face. So I apologize, bro, for not texting you back. To the Bear Nation, you people who are here day in, day out, the good, the bad, the ugly, I love you guys and girls. You are the best. And this is a relationship. This is not a convenient partnership from which we extract capital from one another. This is way more than that, and it always has been way more than that. And I am super thankful for y'all, because I wouldn't have had to need or needed to have made 4,000 videos in the last 5 years if it wasn't for y'all. You guys are great. You guys are great. Couldn't do this without you. We have so much shit going on. I don't even know which way is up half the time anymore. We have Grindstone Ops and Caleb House Ops and Caleb House Victim Services and Ongoing Care and Refuge Medical expansion and Refuge Training model shift and the Bear Independent Patreon channel and Bear Independent YouTube and all this. They're all blessings. And family, right? The first most important thing, family. And homestead and camp and tribe. Trying to get the governor of Oklahoma to call you back, because he said he would, but he hasn't in 3 months or however long it's been since we've been to Idaho. All these things. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm simply illustrating the point that I don't have 40 minutes to fight my way into a damn iPhone so that YouTube will let me talk some days, right? Because that 40 minutes could be the difference between a successful or an unsuccessful op. And I realize that yours will be done, right? And employing tactical patience is something that I'm trying to work on to be better and better and better at. Patience is not one of my giftings, in case you haven't figured that out. I'm not good at it. I want to go. Until I fall over and am bedridden for a couple of days, and then you're like, gee, I wonder why. Because you go. And part of the challenge, too, is I think a lot of people who are new in the Bear Nation have seen me talking a lot more than they've seen me doing. Because the doing videos, they take even more time to make, and they generally end up on Patreon. The homesteading content, all of that. Because the views for homesteading content on YouTube, for us, were abysmal. They were terrible. Y'all would much rather talk about a train derailment in Ohio than you'd like to talk about how to make compost, right? So that shit's over on Patreon. Or how to fell a tree, or how to sharpen a chainsaw chain, or what kind of axe to get, or whatever, right? So all that stuff. Bless you, Sam. All that stuff is over on Patreon. Necessarily. That's just where that content lives. And so I think it's easy sometimes for the perception to be that this bear guy talks at an iPhone. That's his job. He talks at an iPhone. No, I now talk at an iPhone because the Father requires it of me. And some days I want to, and some days I don't. Frankly, today's one of those days where I don't, but I have to. Okay? I have to, because Dad said so. And if I'm disobedient to Dad, all the good things that I have go away. It's as simple as that. Deuteronomy 28:28 is real. And if I can leave you with one thing today, other than pray for our brother Kyle, who's going through some shit right now. Deuteronomy 28:28. And it shall be, if you diligently obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, the Lord your God, to guard, to do all his commands, which I command you today, that Yahweh your Elohim shall set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. You should read Deuteronomy 28 today. There's so many awesome promises in there. There's also a promise if you don't obey. And I've got too many plates spinning in the air to lose the covering of the creator of the universe right now, because I need him more than ever with all the things that we have going on. So, please understand, sometimes I'm going to show up here salty, and it's got nothing to do with y'all. It's got nothing to do with y'all. It's one of the dozen other things that we do that are literally life and death. My whole professional existence at this point has become life and death. Everything we do is life and death. Refuge training, we teach you how to not die. That's life and death. Refuge medical, we make stuff so you don't die. That's life and death. Grindstone Ministries is life and death. We have fed thousands of people. We've worked on hundreds of job sites of people who've had their lives destroyed. Because of y'all, we've been able to donate more than 5,000 copies of the scriptures for free. No cost to anybody. That's life and death. Caleb House is life and death. The stakes are high, my brothers and sisters, and I feel the weight of that some days. So, I would appreciate a modicum of your grace. Because sometimes I don't give two shits about talking to the iPhone in context of everything else we have going on. But I also need to remember that this interaction right here could be life and death. So if I can point you back to the Father and help you strengthen your relationship with Him, if I can help you show up meaningfully in your relationships to be a better father or a better husband, better wife, a better mother, son or daughter, member of your community, that could be life and death. If I can help you be informed and motivated to get prepared, that can be life and death. And I wear it. I'm not good at, I don't have a poker face, and I'm a terrible liar. So, rectangle of death to bring life. Amen, Sun Tzu Lao. All right, I'm out. I love y'all. Thank you for bearing with me. Y'all have a blessed day. I'll see you soon. Shalom.